Okay, well, I believe we are ready to get started here. I'm not sure why I'm having this technical difficulty, but I am. So you just have to bear with me for 1 second here. Okay, I'm just going to print this out because I'm unable to open this screen. So as soon as this prints, I will be ready to go. Are you doing okay, grandfather?
I hear you, but I don't see the pictures of everybody. Oh, I see a small group over there on the right-hand side.
Okay, so
But you got a
that's
big.
everybody. That's what you need to look at. I'll be
What
right back.
you're looking at is language review and a bunch of stuff that I don't understand.
We're just looking at Penny's introduction she's going to do. For some reason, she can't see it on her screen, so she's going to print it out. So we just got to be patient and wait for her to print it out.
Thank you, Johnny.
The MC for the MC.
Got something different on the screen tonight now.
Okay.
Now you're getting everything back.
How's that? All right, just a few technical difficulties, but we'll get it straightened out here.
Now we just got that sign said this meeting will be recorded.
Can you click on the little X or turn that box off?
I'm looking for the red X.
It might be a white X.
I'm not seeing any X here. This meeting is being recorded.
Okay.
Oh, maybe it's down here where it says leave.
And then continue on the right.
Oh, don't leave.
I don't want to punch leave.
No, you don't want to hit leave.
Button says continue. A blue button that says continue.
Continue.
Yes.
There we go. That did it. Johnny,
Okay.
you sure have a beautiful smile tonight.
Thank you, Grant.
Funny. He always looks that good.
Okay. All right, everybody is here and we are ready to go. Everyone except myself, who is still having these technical difficulties. But I'm going to have to go ahead and start this meeting anyway. Just won't have any notes, so we'll take it from the top. So, welcome. We are transitioning tonight from our usual lessons and language, legends, and all of the above. We did, I believe it is 60 recordings of Chinook stories, of Native stories. Which I find just amazing and phenomenal. And thank you, everybody that was involved in that and who attended, who watched, who contributed. Tonight, though, we are going to transition to the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel is something that I have not studied, so it's a very exciting new adventure for me. And we're going to do this via the Zoom format, which is probably a real new thing for everybody. I don't know that it's been done, so maybe we're trailblazing. And here comes Tom. So welcome, Tom. We're glad to have you here. And with that, I think I'm just going to turn it over to Grandfather tonight. He's going to give us an introduction. He's going to start lessons in the medicine wheel. And then about 35 minutes in, we will transition to our Chinook Wawa class led by Marcia and Laura. Very, very, very exciting stuff. And again, I'm so glad that you're all here contributing to this effort to preserve the Chinook way and the Chinook language. With that, I turn it over to you, Grandfather. Take it away.
I'll say, my dear friends, tonight I will begin to take you on a very fascinating, interesting, awesome journey. A journey that you can experience in your own personal life. The journey that we will receive by learning how to practice, employ the teachings of the Sundance Medicine Wheel. Remember, I said there are many medicine wheels. We are going to be studying from the Sundance Medicine Wheel. This is a vision that I received many years ago when I was young, when I was on the mountain all alone for 4 days and four nights of a vision quest. What is interesting that when I started teaching the medicine wheel, well, the first thing I did, I came down, I was a young man. I couldn't wait to tell this to the Callous elders, my elders, this great vision I'd received. I was not ready for the total rejection that I received. They just said, Roy, we are not medicine wheel people, we Callous. That's Plains Indian stuff. And that's just the word they use, stuff. Don't bother us with that. Unless you have something as Callous. Little did I realize many years later when I was chairman of the tribal council, one of the men on the tribal council raised his hand as we started the meeting. And he said, I have a friend and he works for the lumber company down there at Longview. And he was on an expedition up at the top of one of our mountains and King Mountain. And he said, there's a medicine wheel up there. Later, there were about 26 of us went up there to see this wheel. And later, I found there were three more medicine wheels on Callous Mountains. Our Callous ancestors were medicine wheel people, but we had lost the teachings. And the Creator was great to give me the Sundance Medicine Wheel teachings in a vision. A little bit of background there. Then the next thing I will say is that I'm going to repeat and repeat and repeat over the next number of months, where it'll take months to give all these teachings, that you are the wheel, and the wheel is you. There'll be times that I'll just say, I am, and I'm going to be blank, and you're going to answer it, the wheel. And the wheel is me. You're going to respond with that. We are the wheel. And you're going to answer that. I'll just say, we are. You're going to fill in the rest of it. And you're going to answer, the wheel is us. You're going to come to realize that all the wheel is you. So tonight, when I start with the first moon of the north, we're going to be in the outer wheel and the 12 totem moons of the outer wheel for the next, for 12 sessions. And you're going to find that these are dated. Normally, I start the teachings of the wheel always in the east, where Grandfather's sun rises and begins the new day, as I was talking about beginnings last week. But this part of the wheel, I'm going to go with the calendar, which begins in January. And so tonight's medicine totem wheel, the first moon of the north, that's December 22nd through January 19th. If raise your hand if you were born during that time. Oh, I see a hand. Very good. Okay, you're going to find that what I am speaking here about tonight is your own personal medicine part you were born with. You were born with these powers. You'll find in the snow goose is your animal totem. The birch tree is your plant totem. And the quartz crystal is your mineral totem. And these are powers that just flow very naturally through you. They are your powers. Now, next meeting that we'll get into next week will be the January 20th to February 18th. And if some of you are there, you're going to find that you're on the cusp of what I'm talking about tonight. And you're going to feel very closely related to what I tell tonight on the snow cars, because you're close to it. Same is true on the other side, November, December 22nd or 21st, the elk. If you're there in those dates, you're going to be on the cusp of what I'm talking about tonight. And if you were down on the very opposite of the wheel in the June, July, August time, you may feel that what I'm talking about tonight, you just don't relate to it all. That's just real weak within you. And that is something that's very, very, very important for you to be very conscious of what I'm talking about tonight, because these are your weaknesses, potentially. And if your wheel of your life is out of balance, you find yourself tripping over things in life. Life gets real tough at times. Your life is out of balance because you have been neglecting your weaknesses. For we learn to know by doing. And you're going to have to concentrate on your weaknesses. Let me tell a true story here that I had experienced one time. I was giving these teachings to a large group of my Medicine Wheel followers in Hansville. And there was one woman, she had been attending my weekly sessions for about a year. One morning I received a phone call from one of the other women that was in that same class. And she said, "Grandfather, do you have some free time today?" And I said, "I've got a really heavy scheduled day, but no commitments to anybody. If it's something important, I can break." Well, she said, "If you can't talk to and name the name of this woman," I'm not going to give her name today, "I'm sure she will take her life and commit suicide before the day is over." I said, "Oh, when can I meet with her?" She said, "I'll get her and I'll meet you at the Safeway parking lot in Centralia." Silverdale. Yeah. And so she brought her in a small motor home. And she went on in shopping at Safeway while I met with this woman. Why was she ready to take her life? Her husband had left her. And then the state had taken her three children away from her. And then she had lost her job. And then she had lost her home. She had lost everything. Her attitude was, "What in the hell is there left to live for?" And so she sat in that little small motorhome. The tables, the dining tables, are little tiny small tables. But I set out my stones of the medicine wheel in a little circle on that table. And I asked her, "You know these teachings quite well by now. You've been following me for about a year. You know the teachings of all 12 of the totems in the outer wheel. So I want you to tell me, which totem powers are the strongest and most powerful in your life?" And she was very angry. She said, "None of them. None. None." And I says, "Okay, then they're all weak. So tell me, which is the strongest, most powerful of your weak totem powers?" Oh, I sat there for quite a while, and it was in a big long pause when finally, I didn't tell her how many, I just said, "Which one?" She named three. I says, okay, those are the most powerful. Now name those that are the weakest of your weak powers. A long pause. And finally she named three. I started chuckling. And she said, what's so damn funny? And I said, don't you realize what you've just done? No. I said, the three that you named as the weakest, I woke at them. Look at your wheel. They are absolutely diametrically, completely, perfectly opposite the three you named as your power. I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to leave off those are the strongest. Those are the ones you've been clinging to for the last hope in life. I want you to go and start working at developing those that are the weakest. Oh, she became so angry with me. Oh, did she cuss me out? Oh, I heard cuss words that I've never heard before in her since. Oh, she was so angry, she jumped up and she ran out of that motorhome and slammed the door so hard, I thought she was going to knock it off of its hinges. She was not in our medicinal class the next week, nor for months. Nobody knew what had happened to her. She just disappeared from the face of the earth. About 3 years later, I was in Silverdale at a print shop printing off some materials for a class on a copy machine. And I felt a hand on my shoulder. I turned and looked, and it was her. Her face was aglow, a great smile on her face. And I said, where have you been? She said, I was so angry with you that day. I could have killed you. I was so angry with you. You were so dumb and stupid. She said, I never stopped till I got to Alaska. And then she said, I was so angry, I decided I was going to do something just to spite you. And I said, oh, what was that? She says, I decided to do just what you told me to do, just for spite, to show you how stupid you were. And then a big smile on her face, she says, tears began rolling down her cheeks. She threw her arms around me and gave me a big hug. She says, thank you, grandfather. I've found, because I did that, I now have my three children back. I have a better job than I ever had before. I have a nicer home than I ever had before. She brought the wheel of her life into balance. I'm telling this story as an introduction to your next few months. Take these teachings seriously. Work on those that you are the weakest in, and watch your life develop into greater power. So now let us go into tonight's teachings. The first wheel of the North, December 22nd through January 19th. And this is the Earth Renewal Moon. This is the time of year the Earth has its bedtime, its rest. It's not growing any daffodils or tulips, no fruit on the trees. The deciduous trees have lost their leaves. The earth is resting. It's like us going to bed at night and resting from the day's work. And the three totems, we will begin with the animal totem. He's going to bring that up for us. Here's the medicine wheel. And here you'll find the animal totem. And you'll notice this first moon in the north, just at the north and just left of the red in the north. Snow goose. Snow goose is a very interesting animal. Snow goose is very, very gregarious. They like to be with other snow geese. When you follow in the spring, the snow goose flying south, and then the winter they're going from the Arctic birthing grounds in the Arctic, some 5,000 miles to the Gulf, and then only to return at the end of winter in the spring to the north to their Arctic birthing grounds. You've seen them flying in their great V formations. If you ever go up for just a few miles north, 2 or 3 miles north of Stanwood, when you see the geese flying, there's an area in there that is awesome. There'll be thousands of them all landing together. They like to be together. They are gregarious. Snow goose people have a tendency to really like to be around other people. You'll find them in churches. You'll find them in bars. You'll find them wherever people like to congregate and gather. They like to be with other people. As I said, they fly some 5,000 miles each way. They have great powers of endurance. They go and go and go and go. It's like that battery. It goes and goes and goes and goes. Snow goose people, if you're an employer, or even if you're not, just say that you are maybe a pastor, or maybe you're working for a company and you're put in charge of a committee, and you got people, gathering people to serve on that committee. It's good to have a snow goose person on there, because they don't quit going. They will stay right there with you. They have great powers of endurance for a flight. If you're working in a position where you need to establish a committee, put a person in there that has powers of endurance. Well, you'll notice other things about the snow goose. Snow goose, as I said, flies in a V pattern. Usually it's a female with the leader, but they will gladly accept that position of leadership. You can ask them to take a place of leadership. Maybe you're pastoring a church and you say, would you be our Sunday school superintendent? Well, they'll be glad to do it, but they don't want to stay there very long. And then they ask to be relieved. And the snow goose person will head the V, but it isn't long and they want to take a break. And you have to honor that. Don't feel that they've just burned out. They're a snow goose person. There's another thing about the snow goose. When they're flying overhead, you don't have to be outside to know they're flying over. You can be inside doing your dishes and you can hear them. They're all honking. They're great communicators. Snow goose people are great communicators, have the potential, born with the potential to be great communicators. They make great pastors, college professors, counselors, writers of books, reporters in media, any kind of way to be a person of communication. I remember that group up at Hansville. There was a snow goose person in that group. He was a publisher. communicator. Now you're going to notice when I talk about the birch tree and the medicine, the mineral totem, the quartz crystal, you're going to see this communication coming up in all three of your totem powers as a snow goose person. Remember, you are the wheel and the wheel is you. If you are down at the very opposite end, like I am, I was born down there in July, then this would turn out to be my weakness. And you say, well, grandfather, you're not weak in communicating, so that's a big blue. Well, but you should have known me when I was a boy, when I was young. Oh, well, every year in our church, on Easter and on Christmas, every boy and every girl in the Sunday school on the morning worship service was expected to quote a poem in, up on the platform in front of the entire congregation. And I was so frightened, so timid, that I said to her that I was sick and stayed home that day. So, as I said, you have to concentrate on your weakness. I had to concentrate on my weakness and bring it into balance with my snow goose powers, for I am the wheel and the wheel is me. Well, there are a number of other things to give you on snow goose. Probably one more thing. Snow goose is a nitpicker. It loves to pick the mosquitoes and other bugs and things off of the other snow geese. And you have a friend, and she or he is a snow goose person, and you invite him to your home for dinner, and you've really worked hard to have your place just spick and span. Don't be surprised if they find that little speck of dust you missed and comment on it. Now, I want to give you some advice. Don't become angry with them when they point out that speck of dust you missed. Remember, they are your friend, and this is just a part of their personality. Accept them for who they are, and just simply say, smile and say, thank you. well, we'll skip off of snow. Let us turn to the plant totem. I think you got the mineral, the last one, the third one, where that's the plant, yes. And you'll notice on this plant totem that it's your plant totem power for that snow goose moon is the birch tree. Once again comes the powers of communication. You'll take the Indian tribes who have a lot of birch trees, you'll go to their tribal museum. Don't be surprised if you see in their museum an ancient birch bark scroll where they wrote their stories. Communicators like the snow goose. The birch tree was something that they used, the birch bark canoes. They've used the birch tree in many ways. Some of you may be interested in the medicine people, Indian medicine people. There are two different kinds of medicine people, the herbal medicine people and the spirit medicine people working in the spirit world. In the herbal medicine people, we're always, 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 always just women. You'd never find a man as an herbal medicine person, because the men never gathered the herbs, dug up the roots or anything, only the women. And some of them became experts in herbal medicine. In the spirit medicine powers were usually men, but some women were also spirit medicine people. Myself, I know enough about the herbs to help myself a little bit, but I would be very, very, very dangerous if I tried to practice and say I'm an herbal medicine person. I know just enough that if I was trying to practice, I'd get into trouble. But maybe you'd be interested in creating your own herbal pharmacy. And I use that word pharmacy. There was never in the history of humanity anywhere in Europe or Asia a so-called pharmacy until the white man first started arriving here on this continent. And the doctors soon discovered our Indian medicine women, the herbal medicine women, and the great medicine powers they had. They started sitting as students learning from the Indian medicine women. For example, quinine. It's a popular medicine today by some doctors. Quinine was never known by the white man until they came here and discovered Indian medicine women using it. And in fact, today in 2021, if you go to a drugstore with a prescription to be filled, 66% of all the medicines there are originally Indian medicine women powers. Only 34% are the new discoveries. If you would like to create a little storage room in your home for Indian herbal medicines, you'll find that every week when I give these powers, that I will give you another herbal medicine. And so in this case, if you're having digestive problems or kidney and bladder problems, the Indian cure for this is a birch bark tea. Make a tea from the birch bark and drink that tea. It's good for digestive problems and for kidney and bladder problems. Let us turn now to the mineral totem, the middle one.
Grandfather, I'm going to interject here for just a minute. My computer is having some difficulties, so I'm going to turn the screen share over to Tom. So Tom will come on in just a minute with your last medicine wheel so that you can talk about it.
Okay, I'll start talking while you're finding it.
Thank you.
I'll keep on talking. I don't want to take up all the Chuck Wawa time. Angry. The wheel that they're going to be bringing up is a mineral totem. And the mineral totem is the quartz crystal. So let us get back once again to the idea of the communicator that we see in the snow goose and we see in the birch tree. Now they're going to be coming up with it. There is coming. Bingo. And the crystal, you'll find crystals are in your watch and it's communicating the time of day. Crystals are used in radio, television, ultrasonics, communicating. Do you have snow goose, birch tree, and crystal? You even have, in the old ancient days, sometimes they called them witches, but those who would gaze into the crystal ball and tell your future, crystal. In some of the European countries, the kings, on the head of their scepter that they would use when they go to communicate, there would be the crystal in the head of that. It's been popularly known not only amongst Indians, but among many others. Also, you will find that Indian medicine people of the spirit world many times will use crystal in their healing ceremonies. They'll hold that crystal over the place where the problem is, like if it's a digestive problem over the tummy, if it's a migraine headaches over the head or whatever. And just do a circle around and around and praying their prayer, chanting their chant. There have been many, many times that I have used crystals, although my primary use as a spirit medicine man has been the use of the eagle feather. That's what I generally use. But there have been other uses that I have used. And I had one person one time who had many crystals. Was always keeping me in supply with little tiny small crystals. Like it's about an inch long. I'd carry them in my pocket all the time. I finally used all of them. And what would happen, I'd be in a Sundance Medicine Wheel gathering and somebody would say before the meeting started or afterwards when it's over, "Grandfather, my mother is very ill or my daughter is very ill or my auntie or a good friend is very ill. Yeah, well, where are they? Can you bring them? No, they live in Tennessee or New York or Texas. And I said, okay. And I'd pull out a crystal and I'd hand it to them. Now, you just send this to them. And tell them to hold it right over that spot where their problem is. And my prayers will communicate right through to them and onto the Great Spirit, and they will find that they'll be healed. That's one of the practices used by medicine people, the crystal. It's a communicator. So, another thing about crystal. It's quite interesting. Many people have believed that crystal is frozen water, ice. It has become like petrified, became stone. And they believe that if you'd suck on it, you quench your thirst. In fact, this is a good, interesting one. In fact, that is the old Boy Scout manual. It no longer does it, but when I was a boy, I still had it. In that manual would read, when you go on a scout camping trip and you're going to be hiking up in the mountains on a trail, take a crystal with you. If you get thirsty, suck on it, and it'll quench your thirst. They don't find that in the Boy Scout manual anymore. But that was a common thought. Now, what is interesting also is the word derivation of that word crystal, where many people believed it was ice. Well, that word crystal is actually an ancient Greek word translated into English means ice. so much for all these totem powers. I don't know how much time we have left for open forum for any questions and or comments that you want to make. And I will say that if we run out of time, in order to give time to Rainbow and to Marcia, you have a question or comment, call me. If you don't know my phone number, and it's in the Central Unity phone book, but I'm going to give it to you now. Write it down. 360-990-4265. And one more comment. If you don't have a copy of the workbook that we're working from right now, the one Sundance Special workbook, they are available in two different areas. You can get them in Chehalis at the Book and Brush bookstore. But if you do, there is going to cost you $26.95 plus sales tax. You're going to be paying them close to $29 for it. If you come down here to my place, you can get it from me for just an even 20. And so I save you almost 10 bucks. Because you can have it at the wholesale price. You're my followers in this class. Open forum, questions or comments. How much time do we have, Penny, before this?
Well, Grandfather, we are going to switch things up a little bit tonight. I'm going to have the language teachers come on and just give an introduction and talk about where we're at with our language, because okay, we did go over, but we expected that with the introduction tonight.
Okay, we'll just take a minute or two to see if there are any serious questions.
Absolutely, and it looks like Marcia has a question for you.
Okay.
Since this is my totem area with my birthday being January 2nd, when we've studied before, we've substituted cedar for being in the Pacific Northwest instead of birch, since we don't have birch. And so I really relate to the cedar. It's part of my name, my native Indian name. And so I just wanted to mention that we do substitute cedar for birch here in the Pacific Northwest.
The cedar tree has amazing powers. If you are a cedar person, those powers are different from the birch tree powers. Mm. You are a person who's ready to provide for the needs of others, spiritually, economically, sociologically, physically in any way at all. You are a provider, and I'm sure you are, and you know that. Yeah, you're a cedar person. Each tree has its own separate powers, but remember, you are the wheel and the wheel is you. So whereas you may, your cedar powers be the powers you were born with and most naturally to you, these other powers are also a part of who you are. To bring your field into full balance, you need to be both cedar and birch.
Oh, okay.
Anyone else?
Okay. I don't see any more hands up.
Okay.
Marcia. We will journey on to our language portion, see what we can get done tonight. And thank you, Grandfather. Thank you for the introduction and for the patience on this whole Zoom thing with the medicine wheel. It will be a little different and we'll get better as we go along. All right, Marcia. All right, Rainbow. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Before we start, I've never been acquainted with Susan Finley, and I see she's in our group. So can we have her introduce herself?
I would like to introduce Susan Finley. Susan Finley is a great friend of mine, and she is one of our Unity members. And Susan, go ahead and unmute yourself and say hello. We're really glad to have you here tonight.
Hi, I think I was just drifting off, so I'm glad that you alerted me. That's the problem with having a comfy couch. I last year went to the Medicine Wheel teachings at Grandfather's, and we got going for a while, and then the business that has slowed us all down came along, and so we took a break, and I'm really happy to get to start up again. So I'm looking forward to this.
Excellent. I think a challenge is going to be, and Jeanette and Larry, you can probably speak to this as well, trying to teach the medicine wheel in 35 minutes. It is probably something that is taught in hours or days. I don't know. But as
the session would last about 2 hours.
Yeah. Okay. As with everything with this new age that we're in, we are adaptable and flowing, and we will make it work the way we need to do that. So thank you, everybody, for patience and your ability to flow. And Dorothy, go ahead and unmute yourself.
I had a question. What book are you using?
Grandfather, can you answer that?
I didn't quite get the question.
Susan is showing you a copy of it.
Oh.
Dorothy asked what book you're using.
The book I'm using?
Yes.
The book I'm using is the one she's holding up.
Mm-hmm.
She's on page 125. She'll find the teachings I gave tonight.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to recommend to you, during the months that are coming up, use that workbook. It is called a workbook because the first book I published on the wheel, many people started calling and knew me and saying, Grandfather, this book is great, but I'm having a problem knowing how to use those teachings, apply those teachings in my life in a practical way. Would you write a workbook? And so I went into meditation asking the Creator, tell me, how can I take these teachings and show them how to apply them in a practical way to their life? And the answer was meditation. So you will find that when you read that, what I gave tonight, that I give a meditation guide, a guided meditation. Go into the silence, slowly read that, spend some time just meditating on that, and then write in the blank spaces I give you blank spaces following every meditation, after every lesson, write your own experience And when you finish writing it, you'll begin to realize how to apply the teachings to your own life. So that's the purpose why I think the workbook would be advantageous for each of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Tom, go ahead, Tom.
Dorothy, I forgot. Are you local?
Kirkland, Seattle area.
Okay, so if you want to drop the chat and give me your address, we'll get one mailed out to you.
Oh, thanks.
Nice. See, that's how we work as a team here. Everybody just picks up and fills in. I love being with you guys. This is awesome. Okay, I think we're ready to hear from our language teachers. Not much time for a lesson, but we can at least talk about it.
So Penny, did you send Susan the vocabulary or do I need to do that for next week?
Please do Susan, that.
Okay, so then Susan, somebody needs to give me her email address. No,
I have the a book. I don't know if it's the book you're using, but
I will get you her email, Marcia.
Okay. So Susan, what I'm talking about is there's the Chinook Jargon book dictionary that Grandfather Roy put together, and then we have just pulled a few pages out of that for our base vocabulary. So that's what I was talking about, if you had that sent to you. So Penny will give me your email address and then I'll send you those. So there'll be some, there's about four vocabulary pages. Then there's some pages of word lists. And then there's some pages with kind of conversation starters, just phrases. So these are what we use as our references, just in the shorthand references. We always have the book that was just shown, Roy's Bigger Dictionary, for fallback or when we're expanding our vocabulary, but just the shorthand is what okay. I'll send out to you. Coming off of Christmas vacation, we were gonna spend some time doing reviewing. And so I was gonna have us just do some round robin kind of game, starting with going through the alphabet, just one word per letter of the alphabet. So like I would say to Laura a word beginning with A and she would tell the definition of it, and so hopefully of course the plan is if you know the word and can say the definition from memory, fabulous. If you need to consult your paperwork, it'll be easy because these are all words off of our short vocabulary. And then like if some words are just real straightforward, don't require any discussion. But other words, there's other words where we always have a little discussion, whether it's about memory tricks for that word or questions about pronunciation or expanded uses of that word. So, I was just gonna have us do a round robin like we've done before. And I would ask Laura for this A word and she would define it. And then she would ask Penny or somebody else for a B word and a C word. And there's some letters of the alphabet in Chinook jargon that don't have many words because those were not sounds that the jargon contained. So on its own. So like the second letter B, we have one word in B because that wasn't a native sound that they used. Or F, there's no Fs, there's no Gs yet. So that's fine to skip some letters like that. So that's what I was gonna do. And we can do that for just a little bit here till Penny says it's time. And because we'll then wanna decide what we're gonna do next time, if we wanna continue that kind of a review, if we wanna do some other activity. Susan, another activity that we do is sometimes we pair up and we write, during the other days of the week by email, a pair of us will write a dialogue, a conversation, and then we'll refine it in our own little email of two, and then we'll present it to the group and read it to them and have them try to get the gist of what we're saying. And we'll provide it written also with a translation, but it's practice in how these words are used in context. And we also can incorporate new vocabulary that way. So like if Dorothy's talking about her cat and we've never heard the word for cat before, well, she gets to learn, teach us the word cat in her dialogue. So anyway, those are a couple of the ways that we approach working with the language. So shall we just do a little bit here?
Why don't we do between you and Laura, just do a couple turns because we are out of time.
Okay.
Yeah. I would like to interject that as we're going along with the medicine wheel, that we can use learn some of the words, like the word for goose. And because we were talking about snow goose tonight. Yeah. So that way we can add those words to our vocabulary. Okay. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds good. And in fact, when we do some dialogues, we could talk about our animal power or how we see that playing out in our life.
Okay. Well, the first word is the word for goose, which is kalakalama.
Kalakalama.
They can't. Kalaka. Well, okay. Do you remember the fairy that we had called the Kalakala?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kalakala is sort of a generic word. It has to do with anything that is bird-like or has a wing to it. But the goose, the word for goose itself, has a ma on the end of it. It's kalakalama.
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 Mm-hmm. And it's got two accents on the lak and the lam. So it's kalak, losing my teeth. Kalak, Allah, lam, like llama, the animal. Mm-hmm. Kalakalama is goose.
Kalakalama.
So if you were talking about a snow goose, it'd be snow kalakalama. But kalakala itself is sort of the root of that word. And it has anything to do with the bird. So that we can add to our vocabulary list. Kalakala and kalakalama.
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 Yeah.
And kalakala. Yeah, kalakala is also meant to be the sound of a wild goose when it's flying. Because a lot of the words we have in jargon, like crow is caw-caw, you know, with the geese were flying over honking, it would sound like kalakalama. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to interrupt for just a minute. It is 6:57.
Okay.
I'm going to suggest that with this beautiful introduction that you all did to the language and what we might expect, that we end for tonight and we pick it up there next week. How does everybody feel about that?
Sure.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent.
Okay. So last week we were talking about tonight we would decide whether we're going once a week or twice a week, and I take it as once a week on Thursdays?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Because I want to firm that up before I send messages out to anyone.
Okay.
And that grandfather will have a lesson from the medicine wheel, and then we'll do some jargon.
Excellent. Excellent.
Cool.
So I just
I will also need Susan Finley's email.
I will get that to you for sure. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to wrap up with reiterating our mission with this story hour is to preserve stories and the medicine wheel of the native world as shared by grandfather, to preserve language with our lesson here. And just to thank you for being so fluid on our transition from stories to the medicine wheel, and that we will build on Chinook Wawa. And I'm new to this teaching, and I'm excited what will develop over the next 12 weeks. Sounds like a lot, but I promise you it will go very fast. So thank you for being here, and I will see you again next week. Call me anytime with any concerns, any questions, and we'll go from there. Mahalia.
Thank you.
Mahalia.
Mahalia.
Yeah, I would also like to say goodnight to everyone. She had her flu shot today.
Oh. How's she feeling?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, she got her COVID shot today.
Yeah.
So she's kind of feeling some effects of it. And,
is she? Okay.
But I'm sure she'll be fine from it. It's just, and what was kind of nice is the hospitals here wanted the clergy that utilized the hospitals for chaplain time to all have their shots also. And so that she was able to get on that list.
I see.
Oh, good.
Fantastic. Well, yep. Keep us updated on that, how she feels, et cetera.
Yep.
And we will talk to you next Thursday.
She'll be good to go. So,
yeah, good.
Yeah. All right.
Good. Good okay. to know. Okay. Good to know.
Good night, Larry. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.